I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an Understanding the Lyrics episode where I take you through a song and we look at some vocabulary and grammar that we find in the lyrics. And the song today is a song by one of my favourite bands, the Beach Boys. The song is called Don't Worry, Baby. So if you're not familiar with the song, then maybe pause the podcast for a minute and go and listen to it. And then come back, and then we can try to understand the lyrics as best as we can. So let's start with the first verse. And we've got quite a few things like phrasal verbs in this song, so pay attention to those. First verse, well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to go wrong. But she looks in my eyes and makes me realize. Okay, let's take a look at that verse. So first of all, we've got a phrasal verb right at the beginning. It's been building up. If something builds up, especially inside of you, then it grows and develops. This feeling has been building up, has been developing for I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to go wrong. Bound. If something is bound to do something, then it's very likely to happen. So when he sings something's bound to go wrong, it means it's very likely to go wrong. Okay, let's move on. And then we have the chorus. And she says, don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right. So another phrasal verb to look at there. Everything will turn out all right. To turn out means to happen in a particular way or to have a particular result. So, for example, it all turned out well. Often this is when you don't expect it to be like that. So you think maybe everything is going to be terrible, but it turned out okay in the end. Okay, let's take a look at the next bit. I guess I should have kept my mouth shut when I started to brag about my car, but I can't back down now because I pushed the other guys too far. She makes me come alive. She makes me wanna drive. Let's look at the first bit. I guess I should have kept my mouth shut. Well, this is the use of the modal verb should, but in the past. And when we have a modal verb in the past, we need should, and then have, and then a past participle. And we can use the shortened version of should have, should have. So I should have kept my mouth shut when I started to brag about my car. To brag means to talk proudly, too proudly, about what you have done, what you own. Another word, a synonym for brag, could be boast. And a phrasal verb is show off when I started to brag about my car. But I can't back down now. Another phrasal verb, to back down, means to admit that you are wrong. So I can't back down. I can't admit that I'm wrong. Okay, and then it's the chorus again. Let's take a look at the next part of the song. She told me, baby, when you race today, just take along my love with you. And if you knew how much I loved you, baby, nothing could go wrong with you. Let's take a look at that bit because we've got a second conditional sentence here. If you knew how much I loved you, nothing could go wrong with you. So remember, when we're talking about an unreal situation, then we need to use the past simple tense after if. If you knew how much I loved you. Well, in this case, the person doesn't know. So it's unreal. if you knew how much I loved you, nothing could go wrong with you. In the second conditional, we use would, or we could use could if it's less likely, or we're suggesting a possibility. Nothing could go wrong with you, whereas would is stronger. Oh, what she does to me when she makes love to me. And then we have the chorus again, and that's the song. That is a great song by the Beach Boys. Don't Worry, Baby. So hopefully you have a nice clear understanding of the song now. Quite a simple song in terms of the lyrics, but with some good phrasal verbs and some good vocabulary as well. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope it was useful and you enjoyed it and you like listening to the Beach Boys because that helps. If you have any ideas for songs you'd like me to analyse and look at the lyrics for, then you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. And you can contact me on there as well if you have an interest in taking classes with me online. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.